Hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. Somebody adjusted my microphone. Hang on a second. Oh, there we go. How is everyone doing this lovely Thursday morning? We are excited to be here. I have a special guest with me today, Miss Trudy with the Confidence Shop. Good morning, Trudy.
Good morning. How are you today, Julie?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Trudy has the Confidence Shop, which is one of my favorite places to visit. She is on the corner there by the courthouse downstairs. The Perfect Pair is upstairs, and then you go down the stairs into the Confidence Shop, and she's the one with all the cool Judy blue jeans that I love so much. Trudy, tell us a little bit about what you got in that store down there.
Well, we are just a fantastic store that carries just casual everyday wear. We've got jeans and tops and layering pieces and shoes and jewelry and all the things. One of the things that we really enjoy doing, Julie, is supporting other small businesses. So a lot of our jewelry comes from other small businesses. Some are local. We do have one person that's in Tennessee, but she's a mom of two teenagers and she hand makes all of her jewelry. We just coordinated with another local person to make some more jewelry for us. So we're really excited to be able to support other small businesses because, you know, that's what it's about, right? Small businesses supporting small businesses.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't realize that you did that. You also have those like scents and stuff like that. Those are neat.
The mixology. Yeah. I have some lotions and some body sprays, and that they also are a local business here in Texas. So that is also fun.
And there's something different, like they're natural or is there something else going on with it?
Yeah, they don't have a lot of the junk in it because they're a small business. They care about that kind of stuff. And so they're pretty ticky about that. And the other thing is they have recipes where you can mix and match and kind of make your own scents or maybe help you out in that day. If you're feeling stressed or whatever, you can mix and match and make your life amazing.
If you're feeling stressed and your perfume smells differently today.
Exactly.
That's funny. Okay. So Trudy, I asked her to join me today because she is big help on the banquet that's coming up. We're having our 94th annual Chamber Awards banquet coming up on February 24th, and that's a Thursday evening. Everyone is invited. We have limited space, though. I know that we're going to max it out, I think, at 400 people this year. But everyone is invited to attend. And if you want to come out and support your local businesses and some of your favorite people that were nominated, we would love to have you. Trudy is helping out with production this year, which is, you know, something I am so unfamiliar with. And she came in and said, let me help you with this. So I'm thrilled. Why don't you tell us a little bit about some of our sponsors and some of the cool things going on?
Man, we are so excited that Ellis County Title is sponsoring our Citizens of the Year.
Yes.
Man.
The Citizens of the Year is a big deal.
It's a big deal. So we're thankful for Ellis County Title. And then we have some gold sponsors, Town Square Title and CNB, which is, help me say it right, is it Citizens National Bank of Texas. Right? So CNB,
yes.
That's how I know it, CNB. And then we also have Ellis Down Home, and Confidence Shop is also a gold sponsor.
Yes. And Ellis Down Home, they're going to be doing something different this year, too. They're going to be coming in and videoing the event, and that way we can have a really cool video afterwards. We're going to do some pre-banquet videos and stuff. So there's all kinds of neat things going on this year. Our caterer will be the Dove's Nest.
Right.
Can you ever go wrong with the Dove's Nest?
Absolutely not.
No. We know we can trust that. And DFW bartending's coming in. We're going to have some specialty drinks specifically made for this event because the theme is kind of after the Academy Awards. So it's kind of the Oscars and the big gold statues and the red carpet and all the stuff.
It's going to be fantastic.
And it's a good chance to dress up.
Right. And we're going to have like photo booths and things like that. So while you're all dressed up, you can grab your favorite business partner and take a picture with them.
Yes.
It'll be great fun.
Yes, all the fun. Okay, so I want to tell you a couple of other things. We have a new chamber level, and it is going to be amazing this year because it's called Community Visionary. And these guys are, I like to call them the grand poopahs of the chamber. They are our big partners, and this whole event is being brought to you by these guys, presented by. And that's Baylor Scott & White, Carlisle Chevrolet, Limebarger Attorneys at Law, Gateway Mortgage, and then Roofing and Restoration, and AmeriCase, all of these people are coming in and they are doing some big things for the community and taking on a bigger level to help out all the small businesses and just make this event and all the events the rest of the year and all the chamber stuff going on more amazing and beneficial to all.
Hey, and you know what? Pat on the back to the chamber. I mean, I know we're here talking about the banquet, but man, the chamber is the reason we all get to come together as businesses and celebrate each other is because the chamber is, I mean, our team at the chamber, and Julie, I know you're part of it, so I'm giving you a shout out.
Whoop, whoop.
Our team at the chamber, man, they're amazing. And we just really appreciate our chamber and everything that you guys do for us. So it's really cool to have sponsors to come in and really get behind our chamber team to help us be an amazing community.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm patting myself on the back. Woo-hoo, way to go, Jules. Thank you for saying that. You know what? We don't want to overlook. Also, we have some more sponsors, silver sponsors for this event.
We do. That is InterBank and Caliber Voice and Data.
That's old Jay Cruz, man.
It is.
You know, Jay. Okay. Also, I want to tell you guys, if y'all didn't get a chance to vote, I'm so sorry, but I posted it on everything. I've been posted on Waxahachie Talk and Waxahachie Buzz.
It was everywhere.
Because you know people see that stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking, you know you're looking. Okay. So let's talk about Industry of the Year. Industry of the Year, we have so many cool, you know what I did? I abbreviated all these and now I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have to remember my abbreviations. We have for our nominees for Industry of the Year, we have James Hardy, AmeriCase, Lippert, Walgreens, and Atmos.
Man.
That's amazing.
How do you choose?
I don't know. I didn't have to, luckily. Small Business of the Year. We have Mint Exteriors, ARC, Railport, Fingers to the Bone,
The Truth,
Jordan E's Popcorn, Velvet Angel, and Pyramid Oil and Gas. Guys, Pyramid Oil and Gas got nominated. What in the world? Look at that. Is that not cool? I love a business that's been around forever getting nominated into the group. Keep Waxahachie Beautiful. We have the Avenue Church. They do have a pretty area, don't they?
Gorgeous.
Have you been out there?
Uh-huh. Sure.
The volleyball court. I just want to go out there and play volleyball.
Yeah, they do some really cool stuff.
Yes. The Rotary of Waxahachie. The Rotary does all kinds of neat things. I'm involved in the Rotary, and it's pretty cool. Like, there's all kinds of projects going on. Building wheelchair ramps and stuff like that. Aspen Community Development. You know what Aspen is? So over there behind Fat Tuesday and by Cancun's and that whole area over there, that's the Aspen area.
Sweet.
Yeah, all kinds of neat things going on there. And John Houston Homes, because, you know, they're always building and they make it pretty when they build.
They do make it pretty.
Yes. All right. We have a new award this year called the Chamber Champion. Can you read my writing? You see that those chamber champion categories?
Yes, our chamber champion were Ellis County Title.
Yes,
they do so much for the community.
The nominees, yes,
right. The nominees, and then John Bell.
Yes, love John Bell.
Yeah, he's a pastor at Covenant Life Church. He does DJing. He does all these.
He's a rapper and a dancer and
right?
a singer.
Yeah, he's just always out there. We have Jordan. Is it Melina? Did I?
Yes,
say
Jordan Melina.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
And she. She's just an amazing human.
Yes.
We could just go on and on about all of these guys.
Yes.
And then Ashley Ford.
Yes. Ashley Ford, WISD.
So cool.
Yes.
Oh, and I'm on here. Trudy Hankins.
I handed you the one with your name on it. Oh, that's perfect. How funny is that? And Trudy's on here because, of course, why not? Trudy does so many amazing things. She, you know what? All these people are just people who would be very well deserving.
Well, absolutely.
Of these awards.
Yeah.
Let's see. Who else do we have? Leadership. We have the Leadership Award. And we didn't have Leadership Waxahachie last year. So we changed the award up a little bit and just made a Leadership Award. And that could be anyone. And so in that category, we have Billy Wallace, Will Turner with Baylor. So Billy Wallace is a city councilwoman. Cindy Smith with CMB. Robbie Kinsella with AmeriCase. And Bruce Glaves with HEB. And then we have our large business. Who's in our large business category?
Well, Baylor Scott and White.
Duh.
InterBank.
Yes.
WISD.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A.
Uh-huh.
And Encore.
It's my pleasure.
Right.
Thank you. Okay. And our nonprofits are First Look, where I used to work. I love First Look. Ellis County ARC, Ellis County Art Association. I have the worst handwriting. Ellis County Children's Advocacy Center and the United Way and Best Buddies.
Best Buddies.
You had Best Buddies come out to your place.
I do.
Best Buddy. Do they come out regularly?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah, I have one of the buddies working for me. It's awesome.
Aw, I love that. Okay, newcomer of the year, the nominees are...
So, have you been to Crumble, the cookie shop?
Have I been? Look at me.
Atlanta.
Duh.
That's amazing.
Key lime, the key lime cookie is my favorite. What's yours?
You know, that the cornbread?
I haven't been able to try. It's not the one that they're featuring when I go.
Oh.
I heard it's really good.
It's good stuff.
I love cornbread.
Right?
Yeah. I'm hungry now.
Yeah. Fat Tuesdays.
Uh-huh. Fat Tuesday
so
Waxahachie. Yeah, yeah.
Chill Zero.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what that one says.
I can't see upside down. Let me see. Fingers to the bone.
Right.
And Texas Cryoworks. That's Dancing Daiquiris.
Yes.
Okay. Crumble, Dancing Daiquiris, Fat Tuesday, Chill Zero, Fingers to the Bone, and Texas Cryoworks. And then we have the Mabel Frame Award. And the Mabel Frame nominees are Terry Hill, Texas Motor Plex, Big Al's, the Waxahachie Downtown Merchants Association, and Becky Kaufman. So, y'all, if you want to come out and support these people, if you want to come out and cheer them on, please do. Uh-oh, I think I'm looking at the time. Are we good, guys? They're not paying attention, so I'm just going to keep on going.
Right, we'll just keep talking.
Yeah, I love to talk.
A lot of things to say about all these amazing
things. All the things to say. Okay, so February 24th, if you want to get a ticket, if you want to attend, if you want to sponsor it, if you want a table, let me know. You can contact the chamber. You can go to our website. You can go online to waxahachiechamber.com and click on the big fat invitation on the front page, and it will take you to the page to register, whatever you like. Trudy, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
I'll see you guys next week.